I'm on a little different mission this week, different from the customary review of an arts event or two. I want to talk briefly today about Minnesota's Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, one component of the constitutional amendment approved by Minnesota voters in 2008. I'm only going to be referencing the Heritage Fund work I do for Northern Community Radio, but it'll give you an idea of what those dollars are accomplishing just 6 months after we started tapping the fund. Northern Community Radio launched the program The Beat on July 1, 2012, broadcasting a new poem every weekday by a Minnesota poet. And to date, we've aired 118 poems by 32 women and 26 men, some of them well-known, widely published, highly accomplished writers, including two poet laureates, others with no publishing credits to their names but The Beat. They come from Minneapolis, St. Paul, Brooklyn Park, Chaska, Rochester, Duluth, Faribault, Morris, Moorhead, Bemidji, Chisholm, Two Harbors, Dent, Monaga, Park Rapids, Stillwater, Iron, New York Mills, Brainerd, Poposky, North Oaks, Deer River, and Grand Rapids. We have put a total of almost $4,500 into the pockets of those poets, and we'll triple that by the time the grant period ends next summer. We're not making anybody rich on The Beat, but even the stars on our lineup will tell you that getting paid anything for their poems, is rarer than rarefied air. And you don't find that till you've practically escaped Earth's gravity. Another program the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund pays for is this one. And since July 1st, besides arts events in Grand Rapids, I've traveled to Minneapolis, St. Paul, Duluth, Eveleth, Big Fork, Chisholm, Bemidji, Brainerd, St. Joseph, and Nevis to review visual art exhibit openings, concerts, theater productions, readings, film, and other arts-oriented community events. This certainly does fit with Northern Community Radio's mission, otherwise the availability of the funds wouldn't matter. It does something else, too. It underscores just how rich Minnesota is in its artists and arts organizations, at the same time that it emphasizes the implications for commerce in all this creative activity. Half a dozen years ago, the McKnight Foundation and Minnesota Citizens for the Arts did a very scientific, systematic, region-by-region input-output analysis, a huge, expensive, time-consuming project, custom designed to measure the impact of expenditures by the arts and culture industry and its audience in Minnesota. And they concluded that art, capital A art, meaning all art, was directly responsible for $838.5 million worth of economic activity annually in the state, generating almost $100 million in state and local government revenues annually, with a return on investment of 11 to 1. In other words, every buck the state spends on the arts returns 11 bucks. Compare that to what's going on in your own portfolio. At any rate, there's no doubt that these numbers are charting way higher now as the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund does its work. And wouldn't it be swell if the McKnight Foundation could justify an update of the research it conducted in 2004 to 2006? I believe unconditionally in art for art's sake, but I have to concede the point, knowing that the arts have a provable and significant role in the all-important commerce our communities need in order to thrive, pleases me maybe more than it ought to. But no apologies. I'm here week after week celebrating the art and the economics. It's my job. If you find that a little hard to believe, you're not alone. I wonder when I wake up every morning, how long can a gig like this last? Or am I even awake? Welcome to my dream.